Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, you know him from BetMGM Tonight that you can check out on your Odyssey app, part of the BetQL network. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. He is Quinton Mayo. Follow him on Twitter at RealQuintonMayo. Thanks a lot for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, give me some good news about Johnny Davis, man. Did they hit it out the park? Let's talk about my guy.
I think it was a solid pick. Y'all did a horrible job of keeping this thing down low. I think we've been talking about Johnny Davis to Washington for like 2 or 3 weeks now. I wasn't surprised necessarily by the pick. I guess my question is to you and why I got you on was, like, where do they plan on playing him? Y'all got Bradley Beal. So are they planning on playing him at the three? Is that what they're thinking? Or I'm trying to figure out the fit here.
See, so I still think there's a lot of pieces moving at the moment. And it's weird because, of course, he played a ton of three at Wisconsin. You go back and watch his tape, like, that's primarily what he played. Maybe he could bump up to the two. I heard Tommy Shepard, the Wizards GM, mention, like, point guard responsibilities to Bradley Beal and have him at the two, possibly Johnny Davis, and then KCP at the three, maybe Rui at the four, and Kristaps Porzingis at the five. But I still think that has a long ways to go because Washington's roster is still in flux. They do still need a point guard, even though Tommy Shepard did say that about Brad playing point guard last night. I don't think that's the plan. So I think they're going to have a point guard that comes in here and will bump Brad back to his natural spot at two. I think the most minutes we'll see from him are at three or backup two. But the way that Tommy Shepard kind of talked about him, he kept mentioning last night, I counted four times, Tommy kept saying quickly, 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 in terms of how fast he wants Johnny Davis to come in and have an impact on this team. So I think he might have a chance to start, which some people maybe were doubting in the Wizards community. I think he might have a chance to start, but I think it's going to be at the three or backup two if he's coming off the bench.
All right, so this is my thing. First of all, if y'all need a point guard, you can have George Hill. I just want a bag of Wendy's back. No problem. He's got 1 year left on his deal. He's all yours. So no problems there. Secondly, do you think Beal could handle running the point and being the distributor at this point of his career? Because he's been doing the same thing forever.
Yeah, I think he can, but I don't think I want to see it anymore. And that's my dog. I don't think he wants to see it anymore. I don't think the Wizards organization actually wants to see him playing point guard again. The thing is this in the NBA. You need a traditional – well, not you need, you don't need a traditional, but you need a guy to handle those responsibilities. Brad has already had a lot of influx in terms of his responsibilities since he came into the league. You go back to when he was at Florida. I don't think anybody projected him to be this well-rounded of a player 10 years in the league, or even being here 10 years in the league on the cusp of the Supermax, but he was a catch-and-shoot, three-point, dead-eye marksman. Then, of course, responsibilities kind of increased once you get to the NBA. John Wall in and out of the lineup. You have to pick up some more ball-handling responsibilities. Then you kind of naturally get into point guard, which is what the story has been for the last two or three, maybe even 4 years. But all in all, I don't think he wants to run point guard. I don't think he should be running point guard. I think he can, but I don't think it's a formula that is conducive to long-term success in the NBA.
He is Quinton Mayo, BetMGM Tonight with Ryan Horvath and Trista Crick. Again, follow him on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight, 6 to 10 weeknights, a very entertaining show. And let's be honest, you are the most entertaining of the three of them by far. So always enjoy watching you because you, remind me of a younger me, super emotional, a lot of hands flying, head shaking, eye rolling going on throughout the whole thing. And I just think you're very, very good. I want to get your thoughts on this. So Johnny, you betcha. Johnny Davis is at 10, but for me, if I'm in DC, my thing is, so why is he better than Jalen Williams? Somebody explain to me that one, because Jalen Williams wasn't really that known guy until we get to the draft process, gets to the combine, opens up everybody's eyes, goes two picks later. You tell me, which one would you rather have had, Johnny Davis or Jalen Williams?
Oh, God. In Wisconsin, you want me to do this? Right now?
Yeah, I just want you to be honest. I'm telling you that I think I may rather have had Jalen Williams over Johnny Davis. That's what I'm saying.
No, I absolutely would have rather had Jalen Williams over Johnny Davis, but I'm really like super high on Jalen Williams, and that's because, like you already mentioned on our show, Bet MGM Tonight, we're up all night long watching a lot of meaningless basketball on the West Coast.
So you saw.
And we watched a ton. We got to watch a ton of WCC basketball. We played at Santa Clara. This is a guy who was 5'11 and a half senior year of high school, hit a growth spurt. Now he's 6'6" with a 7'2" wingspan. His story is so cool. And when he was younger, he broke his right hand, so he had to use his left a ton, even though he's primarily right-handed. So now his right hand is his secondary hand, but it's still his best hand. He can do everything. He went one-on-one with Chet, broke him down. He can play make. He can shoot. He can dunk on you. He can defend. I think that's the steal of the draft. And it has nothing to do, not a knock on Johnny Davis at all, but I think, you look at OKC, a lot of people had him like late 20s, at some point like late lottery. Then he jumped all the way up and he's early lottery. He's going two picks later. So I would have loved Jalen Williams. But I think Washington in their predicament is like, okay, well, we know what we'll get from Johnny Davis, it seems. We've watched him more as well. I think he has more star potential maybe than Jalen Williams does. This is just with the Wizards thinking. And also, you don't want to reach at 10 when you look at how the roster needs as much talent as possible. You want more so a sure thing than Jalen Williams, who maybe their scouting department wasn't too sold on him. Maybe they haven't seen a ton of him, but I would have taken probably Jalen Williams. He's one of my favorite players in the draft this year. I actually have a jersey on the way right now.
Really? Huh. How about those apples? Yeah. All right. What about Shaedon Sharpe? He goes to the Blazers at 7, didn't play an ounce at Kentucky. I'm highly skeptical of how that whole thing is going to play out. What did you make of him?
So from what I heard was that Damian Lillard was a huge fan of Shaedon Sharpe. That's how that got done. He really liked Shaedon Sharpe. He'd been watching him for a while. I personally thought Shaedon was going to slip out of the top 7. I thought he might have been on the board at 10, and I was like, well, the Washington gets to 10, and they see Shaedon, then, they might have to pull the trigger on him, regardless of, what he did not do last year. But my overall reaction to him, I did my mock draft and also my big board. I had Shaedon Sharpe as my 5th-ranked shooting guard, not because of, talent and potential, but for exactly the reason we were talking about. He has not played in college. There are a lot of guys who have been top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in their high school recruiting classes and then went off to the collegiate level and stunk. Like, that's a fact. Just because you're number one in ESPN Top 100 in high school doesn't mean you automatically are an NBA player. So I think that's the biggest thing. What if he would have went to college and just been, okay? Or what if he would have been, a second-round pick? Just because you're highly touted coming in doesn't mean you're going to be highly touted coming out. That's the biggest concern. Good for Portland and Dame wanted him. That looks good for them in terms of keeping him happy. But I was maybe thinking he would have went to a team that, had lower expectations for a win-now mentality. So then you don't have to, feel the burden of getting a pick in the draft that high, using it on Shaedon Sharpe and it not working out. But Portland also has a ton of assets. They also got Jeremy Grant and some other stuff moving and shaking there. So I think they try to take a big swing, and we'll see how that plays out for them.
Talking with Quinn and Mayo, BetMGM tonight, 6 to 10 weeknights on your Odyssey app. Follow him on Twitter at RealQuintonMayo. You got any news for me on Marjon Beauchamp? Can't say I watched a lot of G League Ignite throughout the course of last year.
I think he was the best player on that G League team. We had a few players that came out this year from that team. Dyson Daniels,
not a fan.
Also was really highly talented. Not a fan either. Thank you. You know what? Thank you, Spark. I'm not a fan of his. I'm not going to lie to you. I think he's the most overrated prospect in this year's draft.
Thank you.
I didn't even have him in my top 5 point guards. He wasn't even in my top 5. I had Jordan Hall out of St. Joseph's above him. His film is completely underwhelming, but a lot of people are buying into him because of upside. But we look at that G League team, him, Jaden Hardy, Marjon. I think he was the best one there. He has the tools to do it all on the floor. He's long. He's athletic. I really like him. I like his game. But yeah, I would probably have like one on my list. Him, number two out of the G League at 19. Probably Jaden Hardy and three, Dyson Daniels, to be completely honest with you.
I said it earlier. There's no way I would have touched Dyson Daniels anywhere near the lottery. I could not believe he went that high. But either way, he did, and it is what it is. I said earlier, my three favorite drafts will probably be the same as yours, I'm guessing, which was OKC, Memphis, and the Pistons. I thought those three teams did the best job on draft night last night.
Absolutely. OKC, it's funny you say that. I'm working on something that I'm putting out later today as like the biggest winners. I know everybody's doing it, but I'm going to try to, you know, jump up on the train here in a little bit and make it sexy. But yeah, I think Oklahoma City knocked it out of the park. I mean, even the second round pick of Jalen Woods, they got two Jalen Woods. They got Jalen Woods out of Arkansas. And you got the Jalen Woods out of Santa Clara. Jalen Woods out of Arkansas, like, I think he's a star. I think, I mean, you go back and look at the tournament, he really came into his own. Now, some people may say, well, the sample size is not as large. Maybe he just came on at the right time. I think Jalen Williams out of Arkansas is going to be the steal of the second round. Also, look at everything else they did in the draft. They got some guy named, Chet Holmgren?
Yeah.
I think Chet's going to be decent. I think he's going to be decent paired beside guys like Poku. SGA is still there. If they want to move him, they can because they have Josh Giddey. I think Presti knocked it out of the park. I even have a tweet that said, is it too early to say that OKC has had one of the best drafts that I've ever seen? Because I definitely believe that. Presti is in his bag. I loved everything he did last night.
Presti deserves a ring, man. He really does. I mean, the rebuild job he's doing there, and if he gets this team back up and competing to win the West again in the next 3 or 4 years, he really deserves a ring because he's accumulated all these picks. Let's say he hits on two of these three guys that they took in the first round, plus that second rounder pans out, like you said, to go along with two really talented players he's already got in Oklahoma City, plus he still has a bunch of draft picks left going forward for the next couple of years. He's done a great job. The other guy that I was impressed by was Weaver with the Pistons. I mean, to come in and pull off Jaden Ivey at five, which I think the Kings are going to regret forever, but to pull off Jaden Ivey at five, and then to come back and pull off that trade, and now again, you took Kemba, they'll buy him out, and that'll be the end of it. But to then come back and get Durin from Memphis, I think that was huge for Detroit.
Well, look at this. I'm with you. Troy Weaver is doing a great job. Also, D.C. native. Shout out to the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. He's been phenomenal. But look at what they did. All they did was take Jeremy Grant, an expiring contract, a guy who didn't even play a lot of basketball last year, and he wanted to move on to greener pastures. They sent him to Portland, got Portland's pick, and used the Portland pick to send out to get Durant. Like,
right.
It's a masterclass. But I would say they're a close second, like you said, to OKC. What they're doing is going to be crazy because now we're looking at Cade Cunningham. I mean, and even the pieces that they have. I don't know if anybody remembers, but there's a guy named Sadiq Bey, also a guy from the DMV area. Shout out to Quince Orchard. He had a 50-point game last year. He was one of their best players last year. And everybody's talking about Cade Cunningham, who was averaging, I want to say, over 20 points and 8 assists in the second half of the season. They have hoopers in Detroit. They got a lot of young guys. Killian Hayes is still there. But guys who feel like they're bought in. It's too unfortunate when you look back at their history of their team, their short history, and you see that they try to make big swings for, like, aging stars or guys who are maybe overpaid. Blake Griffin comes in there, collects the bag, and then leaves. And then in his first moment with the Nets, he's dunking the ball. Look at other guys like Jeremy Grant. You pick up Jeremy Grant, want him to be like the next big thing, young guy, but he doesn't fit your timeline and he wants to move on. But now you have a lot of young guys on the same, like, typical rookie scale deals. The future is really bright in Detroit, which is something I don't think I've said since I've been alive, which was 1997.
I have one 1997. That's good. I was 3 years out of high school by that point. God, I'm old. Okay, I want to get one more for you. EJ Liddell last night, when the Bucks were coming up, I said, well, EJ Liddell, who is he? And I got several people that responded to me and said that they think he's Grant Williams of the Celtics. Who's your comparison for EJ Liddell as he fell to the middle of the second round?
I don't know if I would say Grant Williams. I think he has a little more offense than Grant Williams, which is clear. Like, EJ gets buckets. Watch a ton of EJ. He actually played on Bradley Beal's AU team. He was a part of the St. Louis Eagles, now Brad Beal Elite. But he came up through that pipeline. I actually think he was the best player on that team last year, Ohio State. I know Brandon went earlier than him, but I really like EJ Liddell. I don't know if he's Grant Williams. I don't know if I have a mock for him just yet. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know who it reminds me of. But I like his game. He can score. He can defend if he puts his mind to it. I like him a lot. I don't have a player comp just yet, but I think he does have a more offensive game all around than Grant Williams, and I like the pick as well.
Quinton Mayo, BetMGM tonight, 6 to 10 weeknights on your Odyssey app, part of the BetQL Network. Follow him on Twitter at RealQuintonMayo. Always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
We got to do it again sometime, brother. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.